last week's parsha has two pieces that go side by side. We have the appointment of Yehoshua. He becomes the next leader. And at the very same time, we're told the fate of Pinchas, that Pinchas becomes the Kohen that saves the day, even though he's only a Levi until then. And the question might be, when everybody's hands are tied and no one knows what to do, and everybody is looking for a leader to step up, it's Pinchas that does it. Pinchas is the one that says, yep, I know what to do. And he saves the day, because all the devastation, all the horrible things melt away. And so I guess the question that we have to ask ourselves is, in light of that, why is Pinchas not the one that's selected to be the next leader? Now, what's even more amazing is that if you say, okay, but Yehoshua was the one to choose now, so, but when Yehoshua dies, it's also not Pinchas. And there's a lot of times for Pinchas to be chosen, and he's not. So I don't know if I could fully answer throughout the course of history why he's ignored, although I think that we might have touched upon that in last week's Divrei Torah. Perhaps there is a beautiful answer that can be given that would explain why Yehoshua was the natural successor to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Schlesinger offers the following beautiful explanation. What's Yehoshua's greatness? He didn't leave Mitoch HaOhel. He stood side by side with Moshe from morning to evening throughout all those years. And therefore he becomes the ideal candidate, because he has been the Talmud who knows everything, the student that could truly say he gets his Rebbe. And that is why he's chosen. Okay, so that's great. But is there more, perhaps, to that? So I think there's a little bit more to that. And I heard this idea over Shabbos. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful idea. The idea is that what Yehoshua brought to the table was continuity and consistency. He's not looking to be a mechadesh. He's not looking to change things up. He's not looking to do anything differently. But he simply says, I take my Rebbe's concepts and I continue them forward. That's an amazing thing. And it made me think a little bit about the first great Jewish leader, and that's Avram Avinu, and his successor is Yitzhak Avinu. You know what's amazing about Yitzhak? Rav Steinsaltz, Zichron Tzak Devracha, says what he did so perfectly was that he wasn't a mechadesh either. Sometimes as a leader, you want to be innovative. You want to do things that are new and different, shake it up a little bit. Sometimes the most amazing, the most perfect, the most appropriate next step is to just leave it alone. Whatever was, continue with it. That's greatness. Yehoshua comes along and provides the Jewish people with something amazing. He says, I will take Moshe's legacy and I will continue it with no need to change, no need to improvise, no need to call an audible. I'm simply going to continue with that. Sometimes that's the greatest thing that a leader can possibly do. Is just say, I'm going to continue in the rich legacy that came before me. And Yirtz Hashem, we should all be zoche to see that legacy, and hopefully we provide for our families, continue with the next generation. Have a great day.